as we turned around, started to head back to the patrol base, heard the snap of a couple of shots, and it turned out Lance Corporal Jones, who was our sniper, he'd been overwatching us from the tallest sanger in our patrol base. He had been shot in the neck by a Taliban sniper who had crawled up and obviously got eyes on him. We managed to get our way back to the PB, and when we got there, we found Lance Corporal Jones, the bullet had literally just grazed his neck. It hit him and flipped him on his back when it hit him, and he'd felt blood, and he thought, oh, hell, you know, I've been hit, and shouted medic. After 30 seconds, he realised, you know, he was actually okay. You know, nothing bad had happened, and got up and started returning fire. Well, funnily enough, a week later, he sort of complained it was, you know, it was irritating him. And the medic had a look and found a tiny sliver of metal left in his neck from this bullet. But that was it. So that was the first of a few lucky incidents, really. And then only about 3 days later, we went on another patrol out into the west, into the green zone, to another bad village, really, that was called Barakzai. And the Taliban really saw that as their turf. Again, when we were out there, we had one of our lads shot in the back, Private Dyer. A 22-year-old from Bradford. You hear it on the net and you think the worst. And then 30 seconds later, we heard, oh, he's okay. Got back to the PB, got his body armour off, opened it up at the back, and there's a 7.62 round from a sniper rifle buried in his back body armour plate. Within the space of about 5 days, we should have had two blokes killed or badly wounded, and we got away with both of them.